Yo, hey. Common.
Damn, what's up?
How you been, big homie?
What's up, Chief? How you been, bro?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, man. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Holding it down, man. Congrats again on another movie.
I got to say, though, this one is like, man, this is the greatest movie I ever been a part of.
Yeah, Selma, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about Selma. I want you guys to go out there and go see it this weekend. Why is it the best movie that you've ever been in?
Well, it starts with just the fact that this is like based on people that really changed the world. Like,
yeah,
civil rights movement that took place like in the 60s out of people that like created the world the way we know it, where we can go where we want to go, where we can vote, where we can host a show, or, you know, host a radio show, or I can make the records.
And, yeah.
And do, like, they the ones that create. So I got a certain respect for that, for the people who contributed and did that. But then the director just created, her name is Ava DuVernay, this black woman. She created a place for us to film, where we filmed the movie, like, the way she conducted everything, we just felt like we were doing something special. And we were. Like,
yeah.
It was like just something that just, it was a spirit about it. We wanted to carry that spirit forward. And the reason why I say it's the greatest is because now when I see it, I'm like, this is a masterpiece. She created a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And it's affecting the world. Like, people are inspired by this movie because of what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the protests and with what's going on in Ferguson. And
yes, the timing is right, Common.
It mirrors what's going on. It mirrors Selma. So people are like, what? This is divine timing. So that's why I say it's the greatest.
Yeah, man. Who do you play in the movie?
I play a brother named James Bevel, who was part of Martin Luther King's team, the SCLC. But they all were leaders. It was women and men of their team that were leaders. And James Bevel was the leader in his own right. But they all, like, came together to strategize and think of ways to protest and change the law. So James Bevel was this brilliant guy and part of King's team. And, like I said, it was a lot of women and men that contributed.
And what was the one thing that you learned from the movie that you probably, that you didn't know? Because we all going to learn something. What was that one thing that stuck out that you was like, oh, wow, really?
Well, one of the things that I learned was, you know, that Dr. King was a human being. Like, you get to see that he had situations where he doubted himself. Like, he had situations where his wife was, like, wondering if he cheated and he had to deal with the infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
He had situations of people that helped support him. Like, that's what made me be like, oh, wow. Like, really, like, all these people that were supporting him and giving him, you know, the fire that he needed sometimes. Because, one man can't do it alone.
Yes, sir.
It's really inspiring because, like, when you look at it and see him as a human being, you realize that you could be the Dr. King. You know, like a woman or any woman or man, we got something great in us, and we just got to, you know, find that and go for it.
Right. Man, did you ever know, because we never had this conversation, throughout your music career, you know, seeing you at the Cotton Club, we hanging out and shy and all that.
Yeah.
And you pushing your rap career. Did you ever know or think that this is what you wanted to do as well?
I didn't know I wanted to be an actor. I love, like, film. I love going to theater. And I did, you know, do a play when I was young. But I never, like, I didn't start studying until later, like, after the Cotton Club in those days.
Yeah.
But, as soon as I started, like, when I went to the first class, I was like, this is something that's in me. I really feel this. I love this. So
yeah.
I just was studying since then, and ever since then, I knew that, like, acting was something that I would pursue for the rest of my life and want to, you know, grow in and be great at. So, yeah.
Yeah. What was it like to meet Maya Angelou?
Maya Angelou was incredible. Like, she was just like this person that was just so down to earth but so regal. So she would just get how you have those talks with you where you felt like, oh, man, I could go do anything in the world.
Yeah.
And then she would tell you about yourself if you needed that.
Right.
But it was all in respect. You know, so, and you know, when we were filming the movie, Dr. Angelou passed, and it was it was a real, you know, tough thing for all of us. But yep. Oprah Winfrey, it was her first day of filming. Like, she's in the, she produced the film and she's an actor in it. Her and Brad Pitt produced this Selma movie. But, you know, so we paid homage to Dr. Angelou and the day we were filming. And it was something, man. I'm grateful to have met her and, like, Mr. Harry Belafonte. And, like, even getting to do this movie, I get, you know, I got to talk with, like, Ambassador Andrew Young and John Lewis. And they were just telling us different things about you know, the civil rights movement. And I got to shout out one of my guys from Cleveland who I got to talk to, a minister that was part of the SCLC. His name is Reverend Moss, Otis Moss.
Yeah, Otis Moss, man, yeah.
Yeah, because I go to, in Chicago, I go to Otis Moss the Third, his church.
His church, yeah.
Trinity.
Trinity on 95th.
Yeah, so he connected me with his father because he knew I was doing the film, and we talked, and his father's a real inspirational person. And man, this movie has created a lot of things. Like, Oprah had this event where we went to her house and went to Santa Barbara and, like, paid homage to all the civil rights leaders that are still alive. And Otis Moss was there, and,
yeah.
and like, Julian Bond and Quincy Jones. And it was like, man, I took my mother there. It was incredible.
Wow. Man, I hear it in your voice. I mean, I hear the excitement. I hear that this is it's a life-changing experience for you, and it will be for us when we watch it. And I cannot wait to see it, man. I'm so happy for you, man. I mean, you keep taking it next level and next level, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. It is in me, and I feel like I want to go out and do more in the community and I want to do more in the world to help the world. And by the way, I definitely got to shout out John Legend because he's from that area.
Yeah.
And he and I made a song for the movie called Glory that's been nominated for a Golden Globe. And we just been performing it recently on Good Morning America, but it's love, man. I'm grateful, man. So I want to shout John Legend out and his family.
No doubt, man. Y'all give it up to Big Homie Common in the building again. Congrats, man. Can't wait to see the movie. Selma, make sure y'all hit all the movie theaters. We will, and we must make this the number one in the box office.
Yes, yes. Go out and support Selma, and then go out and support your community, and let's do some good in the world, y'all.
In that order, man. Common, thanks a lot, man.
All right, peace, y'all. Love.
One time.
Peace, Sam.